Joined now by Knoxville's Seth Walraven. He is coming off a second straight state cross-country meet appearance. Seth, first of all, congratulations. Pretty good day up there, 78th. What did you think of your day up at Fort Dodge last week?
Thank you. And it was an okay race. It was really similar to last year. And it was a bit of a challenging year this year because, I mean, last year I thought I had a pretty decent race overall, whereas this year I thought it was so that was a bit unfortunate, but it is what it is, and I'm really looking forward to next week.
How much were you at an advantage of from one year to the next? Because last year was your first year. Coach said you didn't have the wide-eyed, you knew what to expect, to go where you get your packet set up and everything. How much of that was out of your mind as, okay, let's just focus on the race?
That was really settling going into the race, just knowing I got to do this. And walking the course, I already knew the course rather than it's my first time seeing it an hour before the race. So that was all really nice and helped calm my nerves.
Let's talk about your season. Pretty consistent season this year. How do you define it this year?
I thought it was, pretty consistent. I was finishing near the top of our conference meets, and at the end I finished second overall for our conference, which was really good, and I was really happy about that. And that's kind of just where I was all season, and that was good to see consistency because last year I was a little up and down, whereas I was a lot more flat this year.
As a senior, you were kind of tasked with leading a lot of the guys this year, you and the senior class. What was that like to, kind of take the younger guys under the wing? And I understand, some of the middle school guys in preseason would run with you as well.
Yeah, it was really great being able to lead those guys because they're all – I mean, obviously, they're a little new, and they're trying to learn things, and it's super great kind of seeing them catch on and figure things out and speed up really quick.
I understand, too, you only was a cross-country runner for three seasons. I do remember you in freshman football at the quarterback. What made you change and go out for cross-country?
My goals were really track-oriented also. I mean, in middle school, I was really focused on track, and Coach Hudson gave me some really good advice of if track's more so your passion than football, if you should probably be going out for cross country because that's going to help you a bunch, and I think it really did in my high school career.
And obviously you liked it and talked about to Andrew after the state qualifying meet about how you really enjoyed being around the cross country team and just, very welcoming and just a kind of a family atmosphere.
Yeah, that's a great bunch of guys. I mean, you can't say enough about those dudes because they're all super welcoming and friendly, and everyone pushes each other to be their best.
Got one final race in your high school career this Saturday at the state all-star meet. What's that going to be like? I mean, you know the course. It's at Pella, the sports park. What's that going to be like running with not only some of the best in 3A, but probably being around some of the best in the entire state?
It's going to be super cool. I mean, I know the course, obviously, and I really like the course, so I think that should be to play to my advantage a lot versus other guys that don't know the course as well. And it'll just be exciting seeing what I can do on my last meet.
Obviously, track season, coming up as well. What are some things you want to accomplish there?
I'd like to shave some time off the mile time for sure and maybe get – I don't know. I don't really want to put a number on it yet, but – shaving some time off the mile time, shaving a bunch of time off the 8, because I've never ran a good half, and I really want to do that.
All right, Seth, congratulations again on your state qualifying, and best of luck. You're a senior. What's future plans for you?
Thinking about becoming a CNC machinist, which is I was showing you that part earlier. That's what that would entail.
Yeah, he was showing me, what I thought was going in a transmission. I said, no, it's just a random part that we make. But Seth, again, congratulations, and I guess we'll see you in the spring at track field.
Yeah, thank you.